What ho, fancy friends, and welcome to the adventures of me, Jeffrey Monclair, and my faithful winged feathered steed, Monsieur Simon. Join us as we traverse the realms of existence, discover ourselves and others, and have adventure! Ah!
The Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon is a family-friendly adventure on the family-friendly Podicon Go network.
The folklore in Kid Cryptid wouldn't exist if it weren't for the rich history and vibrant cultures these stories come from. While we do our best to provide accurate information, we recognize that we are, at best, amateurs here. This podcast is best considered for entertainment purposes only, and it comes from a place of love and respect for the peoples behind the lore. Now, on with the show.
Hello again, everyone! Elias here with another episode of Campfire Critters, the Kid Cryptid spinoff where I talk about smaller, lesser-known creatures. This week, I bring you something strange and maybe a little funny. For your listening entertainment, I give you the Sidehill Gouger.
This sounds like it should be dangerous.
Not really. The Sidehill Gouger is kind of a sad creature when you get right down to it. See, they're made for living on hillsides, so the legs on one side of their body are longer than the other. Of course, this means they can only walk one direction, so they spend their lives walking in circles around their hill, flattening out a path over time.
That does sound sad. And boring.
Now, not all gougers have long legs on the same side, so some walk clockwise while others walk counterclockwise. On very rare occasions, opposite walkers will run into each other and things get violent. Since they're unable to turn out of each other's way, the normally peaceful creatures fight to the death so that one may continue walking.
That sounds pretty brutal. So what do these things look like anyway?
Well, it depends on where you find them. In some places, they're said to be really hairy, with long shaggy fur growing on the downhill side of the animal. In some places, they're said to have horns like a goat, and in others, more like a buffalo. So it's kind of a mixed bag.
Sounds like it. Where do these things live, anyway?
They can be found all over the United States, especially in places with lots of hills. They're herbivores, though. So whatever they look like, you'll find them where there is plenty of vegetation to eat.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like they'd be very good at chasing prey. So that makes a lot of sense. Do you have any stories about them?
There's a migration story that's pretty funny. Apparently, they used to only live in the eastern United States. But two opposite-sided gougers somehow got tangled up during a fight and wound up facing the same direction with their short legs up on each other's shoulders. Together, they were able to walk whichever way they wanted, and they made their way west.
That's one way to go about it.
Well, normally, if a gouger got turned around or stuck on flat ground, they'd be in real trouble. Either they wouldn't be able to walk at all, or they'd be stuck just walking in a small circle, unable to go anywhere. So it's really important for them that they don't get off their track. If you happen to see one, it's best to just leave it alone.
I think that's a good call when it comes to running into any animal in the wild, really.
True, and I think that's going to do it for this week. Once again, I'm Elias, and you've been listening to Campfire Critters. Until next time!